You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
We've got 197 million reasons why Taylor Swift is the best boss ever.
And Kelly Clarkson's getting a little forgetful. We'll tell you why.
And later, Quad joins us to dish about her show, Married to Medicine. We got a lot to get to, so
let's get this started.
In here. All right. We all know that Jennifer Lopez is 55 and fabulous. But check this out. In a video from TMZ, a Variety Senior Awards editor, Clayton Davis, posted a career retrospective for J-Lo. Well, he tried to make a joke about her age, and it didn't go over so well, y'all. Take a look.
It's been 30 years since Selena, I can't believe. And 30 years we're going to do the retrospective of this, and you'll be 60 by then, which is...
Wow.
You just get up there.
It was just like a lot of humming.
It's one thing to call out it's been 30 years since the movie that put you on the map. Like, that's one thing. It's like, we understand when that came out. But it's another to turn around and be like, to let that out and then also be like, you're getting up there. Like, what are you thinking?
Like, yeah. Women love that or something.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I just got up and left and let him just finish the interview by himself.
Yeah, it's like...
He clearly hasn't had any interview etiquette.
Yeah, I mean, well, she handled it pretty well. Know what I mean? But good grief.
Her face kind of told it all, though. She clearly wasn't amused at all.
Think about the year that she's had, right? She was trying to get that movie together, and then everyone was, like, too busy to be in the movie. And then she went through the divorce, and she's posting hot photos. She looks great. And then this interviewer is like, you're getting on up there. Like, what are we thinking?
I mean, on the upside, that's the closest that man's going to ever feel to being, like, Ben Affleck.
Right.
He clearly didn't appreciate having J-Lo there.
No.
Oh, both. Thing.
All right, well, y'all remember Clay Aiken from season 2 of American Idol, right?
Yeah.
Well, he paid a visit to season 1 winner Kelly Clarkson on her show, but Kelly gave him a little more credit than he deserved. Check it out.
So we spent a lot of time, we toured, I won the season for you, but we toured after you won, and the independent tour, I think is what it was called, but yes, I know.
After I came in second.
I know, you what?
After I came in second.
So sorry, Ruben, I totally remember that.
And after, like, all those seasons, it's hard to remember who fell in what place, but...
Yeah, it ain't that damn much to remember, honey. She knew he came in first, but he didn't, so why she could remember Ruben came in first?
Because Ruben wasn't there, and sometimes you're dressing who's in front of you. Mm-hmm.
That's about age, honey. Like, that man
we
told
the same way. We remember Fantasia, we remember Jennifer Hudson, more so than
I don't even know who won, because Jennifer didn't win, right?
She didn't win.
I don't remember
but
who won
in
that
life.
Year.
Yeah.
Fantasia won that year. I didn't even know they were in the same year.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly should be ashamed of herself and should call Ruben. I feel so bad, honey, for that man. And he's on a Christmas.
And
he got a Christmas
country
album
girl,
out.
She's doing really well.
Also, what a charmed career Kelly Clarkson has had since winning that, you know? Kelly's sort of like occupied this unique space for a very long time.
And she got a channel on SiriusXM. Like,
really?
The whole channel where she programs and picks her favorite songs and hosts the station.
Her husband left her, too. It's sad.
She's doing very well for herself.
Well.
Congratulations.
Doing well. Okay, NFL superstar Aaron Rodgers is finally dishing on his beef with his brother, commentator Jordan Rodgers. Back in 2016, y'all remember, Jordan was vying for the heart of JoJo Fletcher on The Bachelorette. And during their hometown date, cameras dramatically showed 2 empty seats at the Rodgers family table, insinuating that they might have been for Aaron and his then-girlfriend, Olivia Munn. Well, in his new docu-series, Aaron Rodgers' Enigma, Aaron is spilling the tea, and he trashed the show, and he claims that he was never even invited to that dinner, and not that he would have gone anyway.
Wow.
They read in really deep on that one, because I thought those 2 empty seats, just so they can get a clean shot of everybody.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah, that is the kind of thing that a reality show would do, though.
Uh-huh, not invite them and act like they were supposed to show up.
Yeah.
Mm. Only thing missing was the names on the back of the chairs.
Right.
Just for people who have a hard time figuring it out.
Exactly.
That would have been a good one.
You know, hopefully they reconcile with the family and all that and everything gets better.
She was sweet. I interviewed her several times.
Well, that's good then. So maybe they're happy.
Hope so.
And maybe their family is drama and they don't want that drama.
Exactly.
That happens in life.
That does, doesn't
it? You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Taylor Swift recently wrapped up her Eras tour after doing 149 concerts, and she raked in a ton of cash. In fact, the tour grossed over $2 billion, y'all. That's billion with the B, making it the highest grossing concert of all time.
Yes, Taylor.
Well, Taylor's sharing the wealth with the team, and on top of their salaries, she shelled out $197 million in bonuses to everyone on her crew. That's not just the dancers and the musicians. We're talking truck drivers, security, pyrotechnics, even the bootleggers outside. Everyone in between. She took care of everybody.
That's what's up.
$197 million, that's a ton of money.
Oh.
That's such an insane amount. That's not as insane as $2 billion.
She gave them a 10% tip on $2 billion.
Well, they were also getting paid.
Yeah, nicely.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
I would hope there was like an Eras 2 tour if I was like any of the people on that tour.
Okay.
Like,
you
know, like, I know you just got the road, Ma, but like, listen.
Ready to go back.
Topeka, Kansas needs to see you.
Yeah. And we all love it. Her fans
That's
love
true.
It.
That's true. Selling them out.
Yeah. And she sings about her relationships and the things she's going through. Everybody waiting to hear the Travis Kelce songs.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, we told you about how I'm the announcer on the game show Pictionary, and we had the pleasure of having the brat on the show as a contestant. In fact, let's take a look at some of her artwork and see if we can figure out what she whipping up over there on that pad. Check it out.
Let's go.
Welcome to Brat Royalty, hip-hop royalty. Grab your stylist. You got it?
Oh, God.
Things on the West Coast. Whoa. You got this. Sketch.
Okay.
Based on the West Coast.
Maybe it's something at the beach or
what in the world?
Jewelry, necklace. No? There's a lot of shapes, a puzzle,
the shorts. The shorts. They like.
It's.
Brad, this is great Pictionary. They're gonna analyze this.
Okay.
That looks like maybe a moon and stars.
Okay. That looks like a sunset.
The beach.
The beach. The moon and the stars. The clouds. What's that bottom thing?
Pacific Ocean. I'm thinking Pacific Ocean.
Surfing.
Packs on the store.
I'm trying to figure out or is that maybe a needle?
The
space needle in Washington.
Oh.
Okay. Oh yes. 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 It is. Yes.
Space needle.
What? No way.
Yeah. That was good Pictionary.
In Seattle.
Yeah.
Because everybody always goes straight to California when you say West Coast. The rest of the coast don't exist.
Right.
That's brilliant.
Man, it was so fun playing Pictionary. I loved it. I loved it so much. It was so fun. Jerry was everything. Corbin was everything. The teams were everything. It's an all-day situation.
Yeah.
But we played, like, what, 5 or 6 a day or something like that?
Sometimes
it was
8.
So fun.
Wow.
I loved it. It was great.
Yo, and you was the consummate, like I was always, like, you know, peeking out the door every time.
Too now.
I mean, sometimes it'd be
win
the team
some,
members,
you lose some. You
know,
yeah.
But sometimes it's hard to draw real fast.
Yeah,
you're like, I don't even know what to.
Sometimes you draw good, but they don't guess it, or vice versa. Sometimes you draw bad.
Yeah. I bet a bunch of your rap notebooks got little doodles in it,
they
don't
do.
It?
They
yeah.
do.
You can tell you used to draw.
They do.
Yo, Brat's going to be on Pictionary again the whole week of January 20th, so check your local listings for time and channel.
Up next, the one and only Quad is here to dish about marriage to medicine and a whole lot more, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
We're back! Yay. Okay, we got a very special guest joining us today. She is a business owner, author, fashion icon, and you've seen her on the hit reality show Married to Medicine, now on season 11, y'all. Let's give it up for Quad!
What's up, sis? How you doing?
I'm good.
Baby, that face is beat down.
You know who did it.
Cherry, baby.
Make a man is by Cherry.
Quad, honey, last season, honey, the ladies exiled.
Ooh.
I mean, they exiled you, honey, out of the group. Ooh. And even wanted you off the show,
the
Quad.
The people did.
What's changed?
Everything has changed. I mean, the ladies and I, our relationship has just completely done a 180, and so that's a really good feeling. I think this year they're lending a lot more support. I'm able to hear them out, and we're able to hear each other out and kind of work through things. So it's a very different feeling and season for me this year.
And they needed you, hell. Let's just call it
what it is. We're calling a spade, baby. Baby, they don't. You made a big mistake. Yeah, baby, okay. Somebody call her back. Call her back. Call her back. Y'all phone or put her on the line, honey.
Well, Quan, it's funny you bring that up because, like, we covered this just on Dish a little while ago when Phaedra said she revived Married to Medicine Do you agree?
I do not agree. I don't understand how Phaedra could be so big of herself, but then she is a woman of grandeur, so we do understand, I guess. But she's wrong. She did not revive the show. The show was not on resuscitation or was not flatlining. So I would like to think that she should be more appreciative of us ushering her back into the world of entertainment. Mm. As we do know, since she had come on to Married to Medicine, she has gotten other opportunities like Traitors and Dancing with the Stars, and now she's been able to exit it and go back to Real Housewives of Atlanta, which she really appreciates and where she really wants to be. So pay homage to the girls, because we won't be paying homage to you.
Yo, if y'all don't understand, y'all just was witnessing an episode of Reading Rainbow right here. Like, yo!
I'm sitting here like, oh my God, head crack, take it. Well, let me see. I'm just saying.
I love a surgical read.
Wowzers.
Now, your ex-husband's new wife, Sweet T, is on the show. Okay. Is there any awkwardness sharing the same platform with his new wife?
You know what's interesting? My issues have never been with her. It was just bringing him back, knowing that I was still present, given the gravity of our previous marriage and the things that transpired there was a bit uncomfortable for me. In terms of her, we were fine.
I mean, it would be hard for me to work with my ex looking at, but then looking at Sweet T, you don't have no problem. So, but
Gary, you are reading today, but you are telling the truth.
And we hear you have a new king in your life, and his name is King.
Yes, it is.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about him and this new car you got,
Look at my baby. He is so kind. God has blessed me in a big way. You know, King and I have been together now for close to 2 years, and a lot of girls had a lot to say, like, oh, well, we didn't know she had a man. Well, our relationship wasn't there for me to tell you I had one.
Okay.
And not only that, I wanted to make sure that we had our foundation solid before bringing him
out to the
public.
That's definitely what you got
to do. You know what I mean, Brett? Yep. But, yeah, so that is my new luxury ride, and I appreciate that. It was a birthday gift, so I'm very grateful for that.
Dr. Greg didn't buy no Rolls Royce?
Baby, Dr. Greg, honey, please. Let me just leave it alone. Let me just leave it where it is.
I like
honey.
Dr. Greg.
You hang out with
him. He seems real sweet, but he do seem on a budget.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm,
very much so. It's real tight, and it's probably even tighter now since it's after me, but yes. Yeah.
Well, besides your spicy new love, tell us about your new spice line.
Yes, my all-purpose seasoning blend. I should have brought you guys some today, especially with it being on the cusp of Christmas.
Yes,
so it's
everybody
good on
cooking.
Everything. Everybody cooking, honey, and it's good on everything. Seafood, poultry, steak, salads, soups, stews.
Okay.
You can find it on Amazon. It is Sass by Ms. Quad, or you can also go to sassbymissquad.com, but you can go to Amazon. Go to Amazon, kind of, so the people can get into the numbers.
Okay. We're going to see you on Amazon Live?
Yes, you will see me soon on Amazon Live, baby.
All right.
So much fun. All right, so Quad's going to be back with us at the end of the show, but next, our guy Chuy Martinez got to hang with the cast of Squid Game Season 2. You don't want to miss that, so come right back.
Hey.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, y'all, Squid Game Season 2 premieres December 26th on Netflix, and our boy Chuy Martinez got all the dish from the cast. Check it out.
I love your hat.
Thank you. I love your sweater.
Thank you.
We should trade. That's why I'll get my foot. Congratulations. Felicidades with everything, you guys. Squid Game Season 2. How does it feel?
Oh, boo.
We have about 10 days or so until the show launches, so I am quite nervous. You know, I don't know if people are going to love it as much as they did the first season, but I poured my heart and soul into it, and I'm quite confident about it.
You are so much fun.
Oh.
You are amazing and so much fun to see on the screen.
Thank you so much.
Like, where did the love of the arts, and where did that come from for you?
You don't have to be an actor to know that there are multiple sides to everyone when it comes to different personalities. And I think as actors, what we do is try to find this particular side of yourself among the many different personalities that you have and really maximize that to fit whatever character you're playing.
Golden Globe nominated already. That's amazing. Clap it up, everybody. Clap it up. Where were you when you found out about the nomination?
So it was nighttime in Korea. I was really happy to hear the news, and it's before the release of the show, so only the voters, the critics, got to see it. And by it being nominated, that means that they really enjoyed it. So I was a little bit relieved, because if they like it, it's highly likely that the audience will like it too.
가짜뉴스인 줄 알았어요, 처음에.
I thought it was fake news.
개봉도 안 했으니까.
Fake news?
Because it's not even released.
Right. Where were you? Were you in Korea? Were you here?
한국에 계셨나요?
코리아.
코리아.
Okay, cool. Hi, how are you? Congratulations.
So far, so good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, how does it feel to be here in LA, you know, promoting the show? It must be exciting.
I love LA.
Yeah, all right. How does LA or how does California compare to Korea?
좀 따뜻해서 좋았어요.
It's warmer.
It's warmer.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and considering we have, you know, we have many Koreans here, we have K-Town here in Los Angeles, it might feel like it's not really too, it must feel similar to home, right?
So it does feel familiar, and whenever I visit LA, it feels always good.
I love it, love it. That, I like to hear that. Being from LA, I like to hear that.
Oh, LA, that's why you are wearing LA hat.
That's the, yeah, that, you get it, yes, all day, yes.
Oh, yes. Stuff, LA, wow.
Well, why do you think that Korean culture is just having such a moment right now globally? You know, a hit TV show, music, it's everywhere.
I can't really pinpoint one specific reason for it. I'm just happy or thankful for all the love that we get.
Maybe because of Squid Game?
Maybe, possibly. And one last question. If you had an opportunity to compete on an American game show and win, which would it be and why?
I can do that. The price is right.
Price is right.
That's my
the favorite. Price is right. Yes. That's a good one. Yeah. You do great on that.
For me, Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. Okay. I work with Ryan Seacrest, so I'm going to talk to my buddy and try to get you on Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
All right?
That's great.
Well, thank you so much. 감사합니다.
감사합니다.
Yeah, I know some. I know some. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. And we're back with Quad!
Yay! So now, Quad, last episode, the cast went to Ranch and learned how to line dance.
Yay.
Yes, honey. So I want you to show me a few moves.
Well, now, let me just say this. I don't do much line dancing, baby. So I do the electric slide, you know, things like that.
After I wore my boots to learn how to line dance, and you're going
to
tell me...
You don't have to wear boots to line dance.
Okay, I'll show you something, but it won't be a line dance.
What is it, be cool?
Come on, we're going to do the electric slide. Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Let me help you out. Let me put this. Okay. So we're going
one, two, three, four.
Baby!
Look, you, Gary. Four to the right, four to the left.
Let me get my legs together.
Okay.
One, two, three, go.
One, two, three, four.
Why are you stepping on it?
How many roaches in here?
Why are you stepping on it?
It's just,
I don't
know those ethnic
dances.
Oh, it's not an ethnic
dance, Gary. Okay, give it up for Gary. His electricity got cut off.
We used to do the electric slide at the biggest club in my hometown, which, as a fact, was named Phil's World Class Honky Tonk.
Wow. But they did have
the electric slide. And if they could do it, come on.
And we had the electric slide.
And even they had the electric slide.
Quad, thank you so much for pulling up on us. And let everybody know when and where they can catch the new season of Married to Medicine.
Yes, please watch Married to Medicine every Sunday on Bravo. And if you don't have Bravo, then check us out on Peacock on Monday. Please do.
There you go. Well, listen, friends, that's all the time we have for you today. Make sure you join us again next time. Until then, peace.
Peace out. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.